One nation deals with an earthquake while their neighbor awaits a hurricane. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, Sudbury residents are encouraged to have their say when it comes to the Kingsway Entertainment District and Arena Event Center integration site plan. Two sessions are planned for today. They'll begin at the Radisson Hotel. One will be held at 1 to 3 p.m. while the other from 6:30 to 8:30 this evening. OPP out of Espanola have charged a North Bay resident following an investigation regarding the uttering of threats. As a result, they've charged a 47-year-old. His name has not been released. Elsewhere, a westbound vehicle in North Bay collided with an eastbound school bus on Trout Lake Road yesterday. The school bus driver was the lone occupant of the bus at the time of the collision. Both drivers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The city of Timmins continues to move their way toward having local taxi services that can provide wheelchair accessibility transportation for residents who need it. The Timmins Police Services Board, responsible for issuing taxi licenses, say they've already got 10 taxi license plates that should be made available to wheelchair accessible cabs. The discussion now revolves around distribution. The Laurentian University Faculty Association say they have the strike mandate they've been looking for after a previous contract expired on June the 30th of this year. That puts the union in a legal strike position as of 12:01 a.m. on September the 28th. Members voted 91% in favor of strike action over the issues of wages and workload. Turning to international news now, what started out as a Category 1 hurricane has swirled into a Category 5 as Puerto Rico deals with what officials say could be the strongest hurricane ever to hit the U.S. territory. Hurricane Maria is now barreling towards the island with 175-mile-an-hour winds, and it is expected to make landfall mid-morning today. The government has told their citizens to leave or pay with their lives. On the other side of the Gulf, rescuers and volunteers frantically dug through the rubble of collapsed buildings, homes, and apartments long into the night, last night into the morning, looking for survivors following Mexico's deadliest earthquake since 1985. The quake, 7.1 on the Richter scale. 248 people have died so far. That number is expected to rise. KFM is in prayer for those affected. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.